Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by Westlake Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Westlake Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at WestlakeFinancialGroup.com. We're talking pucks. We're talking ponies. So, of course, we talk with Eddie Olczyk, who's kind enough to join us right now. Edzo, great to see you. How you been?
I'm doing well, Zach. Nice to see you. Nice to be with you. And I'll paint a picture here. I'm standing probably about 200 yards in our NBC production trailer, and I can see the Twin Spires out the window, and it's about 1,000 degrees out today. Thankfully, it's going to cool off a little bit. We might get a little bit of rain tonight, tomorrow, so the track might be a little bit off for the Phillies, the Kentucky Oaks. The Phillies will run for the Lilies, and then the boys will run for the Roses on Saturday. So should be one hell of a weekend, and looking forward to hopefully giving out a few winners on our USA Network and our NBC broadcast.
Yeah, personally, you know, when COVID happened, I was supposed to go to the Kentucky Derby. I was going to go on a big bachelor party, do the whole Bourbon Trail, all that stuff, have a real guy's weekend. And then it got canceled, and right, everything changed with the world. Still today, I always say to myself, I have to find a way to get to the Kentucky Derby one of these.
You got to go. You got to. It's I get people, Zach, all the time that will, you know, talk about going to the Derby. And I said, look, I promise you, you're going to wonder why in the hell you haven't been here 20 years earlier. And 99.9% of them are like, I had the greatest weekend of my life and I want to go again. Well, unfortunately, it only happens once a year. But we do, I think we do get a lot of, we get a lot of new fans every year that come in and just, it's not just about, I know our broadcast anyway, it's not just about the gambling and the horse race. It's about the pageantry. It's about the dress and the food and the drinks and the people and the celebrities and the entertainment. And oh, by the way, Churchill Downs has refurbished their paddock where the horses get saddled for the races. They put $200 million into it, and it took 2 years, but I'll tell you what, it looks beautiful, so people will get a really good look at it this coming weekend with our coverage on USA Network and NBC.
Edzo, Eddie Olczyk here with us. We'll go back to the ponies in just a second. I'm really impressed with Dallas, though, when we get to the ice.
Yeah.
With who Vegas is, I know Dallas, yeah, right, with what they did the regular season. When you're down in a spot like that, I thought they were going to fold, and to now see them be up 3-2 in this series is so impressive.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't play all that great, obviously, at home. And they probably played as good as a game that I've seen the Dallas Stars, Zach, play in Game 3. I actually worked at Game 3 for TNT with Johnny Forslund. And Logan Thompson, a goalie for the Vegas Golden Knights, played out of his mind. I mean, it could have been a 5-0 game for Dallas. And all of a sudden, you're in overtime, right? Like, you play the best game that you've played in a long time, and you're fighting for your life because – it could easily lost the game, right? We've seen goaltenders win series and win games and win series. But they found a way. Wyatt Johnson scored an overtime. Beautiful goal. And they haven't looked back since. And they've been the better team. Now, I kind of thought this series would go 7 games. So it's certainly on course to do that if Vegas can win one game. But they're going to have to find a way to really capitalize on some chances that they get, because Jake Oettinger right now is seeing it, the goaltender for the Dallas Stars. And they got to find a way to get some separation in a game to give themselves a chance to get back for Big D on Sunday. And I think that's going to be my next assignment. If it gets to a game seven, I'm going to go right from here in Louisville to Dallas for a game seven on TNT. So I'll be watching very closely on what day is it? Thursday, Friday. I'll be watching tomorrow night in Vegas to see what the hell happens in that game.
When you get to the Oilers, they're off to the second round, taking care of the Kings in five games. Is this the year? Do you feel confident that McDavid and Draisaitl get to the Cup final this year?
I'm probably more encouraged now, Zach, than I was maybe going into the playoffs. You know, look, they went into L.A., right? That was game four. They only got 13 shots on goal. The Edmonton Oilers, 13 shots on goal in the whole game, and they won 1-0. My biggest question mark was, could they defend enough in order to win those type of games come playoff time? And, you know, somebody asked me, like, Edmonton high-powered, you know, great players. You know, well, what would you compare 13 shots on goal for the Edmonton Oilers in the game, right? The average, they were averaging anywhere between 28 and 33 in the playoffs. So 13, I would say, well, that's probably like Patrick Mahomes passing for 75 yards in a football game. You know, just like, what? Like, well, you know, what defense played, right? Was it the Steel Curtain, or was it the Bears of 85 that, you know, shut them down? But I was really impressed with the way they were able to do it. Look, they can win. It looks like they can win 6-5, or they can win 1-0. So I still have question marks about their defense, but look, they did what they needed to do. And now they're going to play the winner of Vancouver and Nashville. And that series looks like it's going to go seven games. So yeah, there's a lot of moving parts, but very impressed to answer the heart of your question about Edmonton.
Is Colorado right now, in your opinion, the most dangerous team in the West, or do you go someone else still?
I mean, I still think that Dallas and Vegas are still, you know, are dangerous teams just because of the experience that they have. And we know Vegas is defending Stanley Cup champions. And look, I think you have to put Edmonton into that mix too. Depends on who they end up getting and all those sorts of things. But I did games 3 and 4 in Denver for the Jets Avalanche series. And I mean, for a team that was so good defensively over the course of the regular season, Zach, that being Winnipeg, Colorado looked at, make them look average. And Connor Hellebuck, who's going to win the Vezina Trophy for the best goalie in the National Hockey League, was very average. And you know what? I think he gave up 4 goals or more in every single one of those games. And the pressure was on Alexander Georgiev. And he passed the test after game one, where he gave up 7. And other than that, he was very, very good. So I would not argue if you're telling me Colorado is the team, because they seem to be on all cylinders. And when you have Cale Makar and Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen going out there, you know, for 25 or 30 minutes of the game each and every night, you got yourself a hell of a chance to win. So they seem to have it going on right now for sure.
Let me get to the East. I say this as a crazy Ranger fan. I know it's Stanley Cup or bust this year, and I know they won the President's Trophy, but I feel like the most dangerous team in the East is Florida. Do you agree with that, Steve?
Yeah, I do. Florida has the ability to play any way that you want. And I think the Rangers do too. And you know, I know there's been a lot made with Matt Rippey getting the opportunity to come to the Big Apple and play. And he's had a huge impact. I mean, the Blue Shirt fans love him, and rightfully so. And he does have that ability to, what's the politically correct way to say this? He keeps people honest. And I think there's something for that. And I believe that intimidation is always going to be a part of sports. So, look, and I'm a big baseball fan, as you know, Zach, and I'm all for, hey, you know what? If you got to pinch inside to have success, you got to pinch inside. And sometimes you're going to pit people. I mean, look, you're not trying to, but you got to be able to pinch inside. And maybe the next batter or the guy that you maybe hit, maybe the next time he's not going to dig in as much, right? So I think with a guy like Rempe in that lineup, everybody's a little bigger, everybody's a little tougher. And I think guys can be relaxed a little bit more to go out there and know that nobody's going to be taking any liberties on them. So that would be, look, Rangers are going to have their handful with Carolina. Let's make that perfectly clear. Like, I expect that series to go at least 6, probably will go 7. But if it does get to a Ranger Florida, And then Florida's going to have to take out who they're going to play, either Boston or Toronto, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see how that all plays out. But, you know, a Ranger-Florida final, Eastern final, you know, I think the Rangers have the ability to go ahead and go toe-to-toe, punch-for-punch with the additions that they have and the other guys that they have in the lineup. So they're a dangerous team. I can't believe it's a 30-year anniversary coming for our team that won the Cup back in 94. I don't know where in the hell the time has gone, but I know since then I've got two grandkids and I got another one on the way in July. So
awesome.
I know how long the time has been, that's for sure.
Yeah, a little bit different from when you were in 1994 with that team.
That's correct.
I know you got to run, Eddie Olczyk. Before we let you run, speak to me here about the Kentucky Derby. Who's the long shot that I should throw some money on? Who do you like to win the race this weekend?
Well, I mean, the interesting horse to me, I mean, a horse has never been on the dirt. And the name of the horse is Endlessly, number 14. I think the horse will be every bit of probably 35, 40 to 1. I think the horse has a chance to hit the board. That would be one of those smart strikes like we had a couple of years ago at 80 to 1. But I would just say that if you're looking for long shot, I think the horse might be able to, you know, to run and hit the board. Another long shot I like is the 3, Mystic Dan, morning line 20 to 1. But look, I think you have to use the 17, Fierceness, without a doubt, Zach. Going to be contested with the speed. I think there is a lot of speed in this race. The one key horse to me is the 1 horse Door Knock, because this horse needs to break from the 1 hole and really get there and get position. And I think if the 1 breaks, it's going to put the pressure on the 17 to come over. Fierceness is the real deal. You have to use them on all. I think you have to use them on all your tickets, just depending on where you want to. But I'm expecting a fast pace, and I'm going to go right now anyways. And we're going to have, like I said, the weather. Not sure what the weather is going to happen here in the next little while, but I like the 4 horse Catching Freedom, trained by Brad Cox, who's a Louisville native. Won the Louisiana Derby in New Orleans at the fairgrounds back in March. If he gets a hot pace, he's going to be one of those horses that's kind of going to be looking like he's shot out of a cannon when they turn for home. So the faster they go early, the better it will be for Catching Freedom. So morning line 8 to 1, early betting, he's 8 to 1. I'm hoping he's probably in that 10 to 1 range, and hopefully we can make people a little bit of money. So I'm going to play him across the board. I'm going to play one place show on Catching Freedom. And if he doesn't happen to win, you still might get a really good place price where you might be able to make a little bit of money on your investment across the board.
By the way, the first time I talked to you, I was in high school, and we talked about your love for Kenny Loggins. When are we getting your horse?
Are you rubbing it in here now? Oh, my gosh. That's a long time ago, isn't it?
But when are we getting your horse? I think you need to get a horse. This is it, and it's got to run for the roses, right?
Yeah. That would be a dream come true. I had a really nice filly probably going on 20 right before I got to New York. So like in 92, 91-ish, I had a really nice filly that unfortunately got injured. But I haven't come close. So I'm just trying to pay the bills right now with the horses I got right now. I like your thought process, though. I do like that.
Good. I don't forget much. But he's Eddie Olczyk. Edzo, enjoy the pucks. Enjoy the ponies. We appreciate you joining us for a few minutes today.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
There you go. The great Eddie Olczyk. No one better to talk horse racing and hockey with, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227 is the number to jump on in. You can always give us a follow Instagram and Twitter at Zach Gelb. That's ZACHGELB. Let's get the latest update in with the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.